This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibbs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
Maybe this will make you feel good, Dibbs, out there in Vegas. While you were out last week, we'll never know, but Hunter Pence called either me or Grandy Dibbs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll never know which one.
We know who it was.
We don't. You think you know because you want it to be that way, but you don't.
You said bye to him, and then he said, thanks, Dibs. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, you're both named Mark, so.
Exactly.
That's yeah, but you say bye first to the guy that was saying bye to you.
Maybe you do. Hunter Pence is weird.
Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, different guy. Different guy. Like, I mean, like, that's who people on this show are normally talking to, Dibs and Mark.
And you should be falling over yourselves to want to be the Dibs in this quotient.
Yeah, Dibs probably could win at nothing.
Yeah, and that's I still don't
we'll
know.
We'll get there. Not today.
I'm not gonna. Yeah,
not today.
I mean, the very fact that you are kowtowing and you're ducking, just facing up to the fact
it's
that
not
I caught a stray while I was off, and you won't offer any context as to why you felt the need to rat-a-tat-tat me while I was on vacation.
Well, and because today's not the day to do
it.
I'm not ducking anything. It happened, and there's a reason for it, and the context will be revealed at the correct time. I don't need to head into rabbit holes. That's all.
Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, you're in Vegas. Have a great time. We don't need to mess with that. Yeah,
I am. And every time that gets played, it just brings out the angry side of me.
Why?
But that's okay.
Nothing to be angry about.
It's just keep my name out your mouth when I'm not around.
First of all,
how about that?
How about I can't even go to break keeping your name out my mouth? It's not possible. Your name's on the show. So
well,
like,
when I'm on the show, go ahead. And when I'm not on the show, did you make it?
I did.
Yeah.
It went in.
Okay. I can't see the trash can.
Yeah,
I'm not
it went
in the studio.
Trust me, it went in. Off the backboard, but it was in.
Counts.
Yeah, count it. But no, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Thank you, Dibs. Thank you, Mark.
All is well. 888-957-9570. Hey, what if I told you that a certain Giants reporter is writing about a potential deadline acquisition, and instead of the names, let me just read you the numbers.
All right.
Okay, this year, this player has a WAR of two wins above replacement, has a batting average of 279, has hit 20 home runs, has driven in 54 and has an OPS of 861. Would you like that player on the team?
What position does this player play?
This,
if he's a third baseman, then no.
He's not a third baseman.
Is he a corner outfielder or a catcher?
He is not a catcher, but indeed he can play corner outfield. He has also been known at times to be tabbed as his team's designated hitter.
Yeah, come on. Come on down.
You in?
Come on down, you OPSer of 864
yep.
with 20 homers.
And a career OPS over 6 years of 842, so this year is not out of the norm in any way.
Yeah, all right. Just come to San Francisco and watch that drop by 100 points. Because that's what happens.
Which, by the way, would still be good. It'd still be good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You ever want to take any guesses on who it is?
No clue.
No clue. He plays in California.
Okay. Is it? Couldn't be Mike Trout. He's had more than six years, and his OPS, I would imagine, is still higher than that.
Yeah. 6 years, plays in California.
Yeah.
Has not always played in California, but does now. And
it's the All-Star break, so we don't know where he's playing today.
Well, no. Yeah, he's not playing today.
So he's not an All-Star, in other words.
I mean, he might play today.
Yeah.
He's not in the lineup. But he might.
Yeah. Okay.
He might end up in the lineup.
Today. In Atlanta.
Yeah.
In the All-Star game.
I mean, I think he's – I know he's in Atlanta. He's in Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no idea, Mark.
No idea.
You can't buzz that. If I say I have no idea and I really have no idea, that gets a ding. Skippy,
yeah.
Thank you. Because, in fact, I'm right in saying that I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called him Skippy because he's got his hands on the button, so now he can do whatever he wants.
I give a crap about where his hands are,
honest. Then you're not allowed to give a crap if you get buzzed.
Oh, I don't have to care or not care. I'm just trying to strive for accuracy here.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong. You didn't have any idea. Although, you could have guessed the man who got hosed in the home run derby last night.
He got hosed?
He sure did. Yeah.
Based on a minuscule measurement? Is that what you're referring to?
That is correct. And
your guy, Rooker?
Brent Rooker.
Rook.
Susan Slusser has tabbed Brent Rooker as a potential San Francisco Giants trade deadline target.
All right.
And
exciting.
I would say that based on every single name I've heard across all of the major leagues, right-handed, left-handed, in any position, you can go ahead and sign me up right now for that's my choice. That is absolutely the number one player I'd love for the Giants to get if that's actually on the table. And why wouldn't it be? He's signed for four more years. The money escalates, not at like a crazy level, but it does escalate at a level that is like uncomfortable to the A's because any level is uncomfortable to the A's. But they'd be trading him at a time when they could probably get a lot for him because he is under control for four more years. He's only 30. Oh, by the way, he's really good. I'd give up a real good farmhand for Brent Rooker. I absolutely would.
Yeah, and he would be a guy who would definitely fit the bill, somebody who can, in theory, drive the ball out of the ballpark, maybe not this ballpark, but at 39 homers last year, and he's on pace to have almost as many this year. He's got 20 in 98, so pacing out to have a 30-home run year again, and the Giants are a team woefully in need of home run hitting. They are below league average in home runs. So, yeah, absolutely bring him in.
He fits the bill. Man, he can play right field. He can be the DH as you know, Flores, let's be real. No one's really talking about this, but he looks like he's on fumes already. He kind of looks the same way he did last year. It just doesn't look like the body is going to work anymore. And so, if there is another offensive addition, if there's a way for it to be Brent Rooker, my goodness, I find that to be a very exciting idea.
Just looking at his splits over the last couple of years, it seems like he's primarily a DH, and he can play the outfield. 14 games last year, 14 games this year, so not exactly somebody who's going to threaten either Ramos or Yaz in the corner, but definitely a spot where if you can finally get Rafi Devers over to first base, now you've got some at-bats at DH. And you mentioned Wilmer Flores, and yeah, you could probably have expected this sort of a fall-off just based on the way his body looks.
No doubt. And again, somebody who can play out in right field, I do think it would threaten Yaz a little bit. Because it would be very, very alluring to, especially when there's a left-hander out there, if Devers is at first, to put Rooker in right and still have Flores' bat in the lineup. But if Flores doesn't wake up, then maybe you're right. Maybe just make Rooker the DH and let Yaz and still have some room for Matos at times out in right field, whatever the permutation is, whatever. I just think it fits. I when you want to add offense, sometimes, even though there are underperforming players, it's kind of hard to see where the fit is. It's like, well, who goes to the bench? This is one that fits. This is one that fits without any concern whatsoever. And I think they would prefer right-handed over left-handed. And he would just be perfect if they could get him on this team.
I wonder what it would take and, what level of prospect and also the overall reluctance of the A's to deal with the Giants. I wonder if that is something that still is in place after all these years. Buster, it seems like, has shown an ability to broker those divisions, but we'll see if he can get something done. He's got still a couple weeks, 16 more days until the deadline, so plenty of time to put in some work.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, let's go out to the phones, 888-957-9570. We were talking a little bit, throwing out there the idea of which team could win a title and have it mean the most to you. Kevin in Belmont is with us. Hi, Kevin. What are you doing?
Well, what's up, guys? I'm just chilling at home, but I really want to answer this question. I'm 24 years old, born and raised in the heart of the Bay Area, and it would 100% be the 49ers winning a Super Bowl would mean the most. You know, I've had to suffer through the Kyle Williams game, Joe Flacco turning into prime Tom Brady, and then when I went to college, in 3 of the 4 years I'm in college, we lose the Miami Super Bowl, the Jaworski tart drop game, and then Brock blows out his elbow, and I got all my boys just hazing me. And to suffer through all that, and you get to a magical 2023 season, you get to the NFC Championship game, I'm going on a walk at halftime, you know, praising to God, like, why? And you make an amazing, the Ladybug, you make an incredible comeback, and then 2 weeks later, you see Dre Greenlaw run onto the field and just tear his knee. My stomach drops. We lose that game, and like you said, Willard, you cried after the Niners won it, after the Giants won it all. I for the first time, I cried after seeing my team lose a game, because that kind of was the moment I realized, wow, this might never happen for us. And you know, the Giants and Warriors championships, those were magical, but I just feel like the Super Bowl is different. And my dad, lifelong Niners fan too, he saw the Niners win all 5, and I've seen the Niners lose 3, and it's been brutal.
Kevin, appreciate it. Yeah, look, if you're like under 35, there's no question the answer is the 49ers. I would think across the board for anybody who's not 35 yet, or what have you, whatever kind of the exact age may be. But if you hadn't experienced what happened in 1994 with Steve Young, then absolutely that one is going to be the one that sticks with you the most. I just think that when they're different experiences. You know, take it from the people who have experienced all 3 for these teams. It's a different experience because in the NFL and in the NBA, you usually can kind of, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time, but you usually have a little bit of a sense when you have one of the best teams. Baseball, especially if you're not a Giants fan or you really weren't locked into 10, 12, and 14, dude, you can be in the playoffs and you're still like, we're not winning this. And then you win this. I mean, I completely felt that way, especially in 2012. In 2012, when they're down 2-0 against Cincinnati, I'm like, this is over. And then they're down 3-1 to the Cardinals and Barry Zito's pitching. And you're like, this is over. And then they never lost another game. You know, like, it's just, baseball is a frustrating experience. When the NFL goes well, you win almost all of your games.
Yeah, until you get all the way to the last game, and even if you are the best in your conference and you go up against the best of their conference. It's just a 60-minute game. So that's where the crapshoot nature of the Super Bowl definitely comes into play. Although if you're heavily favored, you win a lot more often in football than you do in the other sports. And I just push back a little bit on your age thing, because I remember all the Niners Super Bowls and all the Giants and all the Warriors. I don't remember 1975, but having been through all three, it still makes me think that I would much rather have the Niners win one. I think that would touch me much deeper emotionally just because it's been so long.
Okay. Does it go deeper than that, though, just because or just time? That's it?
It's mainly time, and it's also the regime. Like, if Buster and the Giants were to win it, well, the players, none of them had won it before. Buster's been through it, and that would be good for Buster, and it would be a total reclamation project for the Giants to go from where they were before, and you ran Bochy out, you won 107, but couldn't get it done, and you've been mediocre and almost, not unwatchable, but you've been uninteresting ever since, so that would be very fulfilling. The Warrior one would just be a coronation of Steph and Draymond and Kerr and the whole era, which would be great, but I feel like we already got that with the fourth title.
Yeah.
The fourth title was that coronation for me where that was the surprise one. And do I need another one? No. And another one would be as surprising, but it would be a little bit like a sequel because you already had the surprising one.
Yeah, by the way, I don't disagree with you. I'm not saying in this moment that my answer would be Giants. I bring up the question, though, to sort of bring to light the different experience that the three are. In this moment, I think I'd agree with you. There's particularly a few people, George Kittle, Fred Warner, even Kyle Shanahan, where it's just like, dude, can you get these guys a ring? Like, I'd love to see these guys get a ring. So I'm totally with your answer. I just think that the experience of when those particular teams win, it's different. And when your baseball team is at the All-Star break at 52-45, there is a lot more good than bad going on with the San Francisco Giants. But it doesn't feel that way because baseball. I just think baseball is a more frustrating sport than the other ones are to root for.
Only if you live every single game in a game-to-game fashion. And I try not to do that. And you watch every game, and you realize that some games go your way, some games don't. And I like to look at it not only from a series standpoint, but more from a week standpoint. Then you look at it from a month standpoint, and that gives you a better idea of exactly what your team is. And we can all draw our lines, and, well, the Giants started out 12-3, and since then they're below 500. And, you know, we can all play those games to prove our point and to make our emotions feel more justified. I look at it, especially at the All-Star break, you take a step back and you look at a team that doesn't have a great offense. They've got a great pitching staff and a mediocre defense, and they're above 500 and they're in the playoff picture. So is that disappointing? No. Is it overwhelmingly, like, earth-shatteringly awesome? No. The Giants are the Giants are probably one half notch better than I thought they would be.
That's fair.
What they are.
Yeah, and if you want to stick a word on it, don't get me wrong. I don't think the Giants, as currently constructed or the way they're playing right now, I don't think they're a great team. But they're not, like, I think being a fan of them, sometimes you feel like they're an awful team. Like, that's the baseball fan day in and day out experience.
I don't have that experience.
No, I know. Some do, some don't, whatever. But I just, the frustration level of baseball in and of itself, I think is at a higher level than watching the other sports. Like, out to the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line 415. Baseball is a streaky game. If a team gets on a roll in September and October, they can win the World Series even though they didn't play all that great most of the year. Again, 2010. And you can make the point, and I'll largely agree with you, like that was a little bit of a better performing team than this team. But through 97 games, I think the fan experience was largely the same. It was a good team. They weren't great. And my God, they were frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, frustrating because they couldn't score, not frustrating because they wound up in the year with the number one ERA in baseball, and this team mirrors that. This offense is even more maddening, and this team has an offense that is, you know, not as good, and the ERA of the pitching staff is roughly as good.
Yeah, I hear you completely. But to me, Sunday is a microcosm of this entire conversation, I think. You know what I mean? You lose that game, you go into the break, and you're mad. You're annoyed, and you think the Giants blew one, even though they were two outs away from a 2-0 loss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then they get a two-run homer, and then they put up a zero in the top of the 10th. And then with two runners on in the bottom of the 10th, their best hitter hits a 106-mile-an-hour seed. And then the game goes to the 11th, and the Dodgers hit three dying quails, and they win and you're mad. And it's like, I get it. I was frustrated too. But there's nothing that happened in that game that's categorically wrong with the Giants or shows some sort of awful underperformance. They went up against the best team in the league. They played them to extra innings. They got what I would argue was the big swing of the stick. It didn't work out. That's baseball.
Yeah, and for me, I'm more frustrated by Saturday than I am by Sunday every single day of the week. You got three hits on Saturday, and it was a game that you really never really threatened anything in. And I know that Ohtani was just electric, and I was watching the highlights of that earlier today. Again, his three innings where the dude's just throwing 100 and he's got a nasty breaking ball. And Shohei Ohtani, when he decides to pitch again full time, he's a real problem. But for me, the frustration was not Sunday. It was Saturday when you show up with a flaccid three-hit effort.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, but again, like, I mean, that's Oracle Park. That's baseball. That's like you scored one, they scored two. I thought that series as a whole, if you can remove your emotions from it, was really good baseball. I know there were annoying at-bats. There were little things that they didn't do, whether it's on the base paths. Although, I don't know if you caught this. Did you see that, and we talked about it yesterday, that whole Casey Schmidt tag-up thing?
Yeah.
They got him to respond on social media. He got mad at some guy for basically getting mad at him for not being in position to tag up, and he had a whole sort of baseball concept about what you're supposed to do on the base paths, and the idea was go back to tag if there's nobody out, but if there's one out, you get off the base so that you're ready to score if that thing lands, and don't give the center fielder a chance to get the ball back in and throw you out at home.
Right, and I get that, but for me, getting off the base is getting further toward third base, and that was my problem with it. If you want to get off the base, in my opinion, you go halfway. And if the center fielder has to turn his back to the infield to make a catch on the warning track, and if you're halfway to third, you've got ample time to make it back to second. If the ball drops, you score easily. Or the other one is, if you're 10 feet off of second base and he makes the catch, well, now you can't go back and tag up and make it to third. So for me, he's trying to split the baby. If you're going to get off the base, then get off the base and get halfway to third.
Speaking of the Giants, we are getting damn close to All-Star Week prize blowout time. We've been telling you all day 4:30 is the time to listen, and that is less than 5 minutes away. So every day this week for every show, we've got an amazing prize to give out. Today, one lucky listener gets a full San Francisco Giants prize pack that will include a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung Hoo Lee hooded shirt that is presented by Life Plus. Again, we ask you to listen at 4:30, which is only moments away, so that we can kind of set this up for you and explain exactly how you're going to go about winning this prize. There will be clues. You need to have the right answer ready to go. And then you need to listen for the cue to call and then call in and have the right answer. Those are the steps to try to win this thing, and that's just literally moments away. Dibs is in Vegas. I keep hearing the horns in the background. What are you looking at right now?
We're looking at halftime, and it's OKC with a 42-34 lead over the Magic. In the little gym, we've got New York on top of Brooklyn. It's a Big Apple battle over at Cox. 71-60.
There's a little gym?
It's the Thomas and Mack Center and right. Then the Cox Pavilion.
Okay.
And Cox holds about maybe 3,000. Thomas and Mack holds probably closer to 15.
And can you see both of them from where you're sitting?
No, but you're allowed to go into either one. Watch games. We are right outside of Thomas and Mack, and the pavilion is about 100 yards away.
Okay. All right. So Dibs is out there in Vegas taking it all in. We've already had Mark Stein and Trace Jackson Davis on the show. Jason Richardson scheduled to join, still coming up ahead. And again, moments away, we'll get the whole thing started with the All-Star Week prize blowout. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
And Dan Dibley here to talk about Golden State Lumber Showrooms. Are you designing a new home or maybe wanting to upgrade your current one? Consider Golden State Lumber and Showrooms. Their innovative products include style, energy savings, and long-term performance, all from the top manufacturers in the industry like Fleetwood, Western, Awake, Marvin, and others. Golden State has showrooms strategically placed on all corners of the bay. You can count on their expert staff to help you make the ideal choice for your design plans. In addition, they carry the largest inventory of windows and doors in the area. Take a look at the windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com, scroll through the image gallery, and take a virtual tour of their showrooms for inspiration. When you get some ideas, maybe you have questions, or you want a closer look, click the web link to schedule an appointment. See why pro builders trust Golden State Lumber and Showroom. Family owned since 1954, Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's still coming. I don't even care how exciting or other end of the spectrum. I don't care how boring it is. I want to know what the two of you did in Vegas last night.
I think you want the truth?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, new line to the end of that movie. Yes, I can.
Yeah, Turns out I totally can.
I'm ready for it.
The other day, and watched about an hour of it.
Still holds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it might have been the afternoon. I don't know. The baby was sleeping, and my wife's watching her crap in the other room. And so I'm just watching it, and I was like, you know what? I think I underrate this movie. It probably is top 10 for me all time.
Dude, it's so good.
It's certainly top 20.
It's so good. I love an old movie that holds up, but then in turn, I hate an old movie that you loved that doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you're like, ooh, I love this movie. Everybody gather around. And then you watch it and you're like, ooh,
yeah.
That's kind of corny now.
Yeah.
That's a little cheesy.
Yeah. The only thing I hate more, and this is movie hate, it's these remakes. And I saw a commercial for one, and it's Liam Neeson in The Naked Gun.
Okay.
So Liam Neeson is going to reprise the role of Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Perfect.
And I just don't see it.
Well,
I don't see Liam Neeson as a physical, klutzy, slapstick comedian like Lindsay Nelson. No, that was the announcer. Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
I had to work
right.
my way through that. Lindsay Nelson was the old broadcaster.
What is happening right now?
I got locked up. I had it right, and then I doubted myself, and then I got it right again.
Yeah. No, but if I were Liam Neeson, wouldn't you be tired of this narrative? Because he's been in a ton of stuff, but I'd be tired of this narrative that the only thing that he does is, like, save young ladies from getting kidnapped in Europe. So I think he's trying to lighten it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
But you can lighten it up, and then there's going all the way to trying to be Lieutenant Drebin, and I just can't. I can't picture him doing what's necessary to be that funny.
Well, but maybe we'll be wrong. Like, you got to give it
Could
a look.
Be.
Maybe he's going to nail it.
And the other one is, I guess it's not a remake. It's a sequel to Just Tap It In.
Oh, yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Happy Gilmore 2, which I think it's going to stream only, though.
Okay.
I think it's going to stream only. And then Spaceballs 2 is coming out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they're just starting to make it, and the director's 98. So,
well, I'm sure he's got a backup.
Thoughts and prayers.
I'm sure he's got a backup plan.
But he is the movie, so anyway.
Well, yeah, he is, and many people much younger than him who are in that movie have already passed away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure they've got a contingency plan.
You would hope, yeah. You would hope.
All right. Jason Richardson at 3:30. No. Oh, Jason Richardson at 4:30. Huh?
Did I miss the Jason Richardson interview?
Jason Richardson at 5. Jason Richardson
right.
at 5. No, not right. No. Don't do that. Look, there's two ways to look at this.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I think they have it in Texas, too. Fool me one time. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me. Can't get fooled again.
Well done. Yeah, thank you. This is not that.
Shout out J. Cole.
I want you to look at this from a different perspective.
Okay.
Jason Richardson could have by now just been like, you know what, y'all? I can't do it today. But he didn't do that. He said, give me an hour. And then he said, no, actually, give me an hour and a half. And in fact, don't tell him this, but we have even more wiggle room on the other side of that. Don't tell him. I said that. But no, I have grown to the point where I love the fact that Jason is putting in the effort to say, no, we're still going to do this. Jason Richardson in 23 minutes, live on Willie and Dibby.
I look forward to it, and I just wonder how he's going to be doing coming off this injury he reportedly had here in Vegas.
And apparently that's part of why he needs to keep pushing it back. I think that there is a there are medical reasons for this.
All right.
Yeah. See, now you're intrigued, aren't you?
Oh, I've been intrigued, and I'm also intrigued by the fact that he grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, went to Michigan State. His first son, who's now in the association, went to Michigan State, and his younger son is going to Michigan. So how does that happen, and how is that playing in the household? All that's coming up at 5 o'clock.
Yes, it is. And then also coming up in moments is our Giants prize pack All-Star Week prize blowout giveaway thingamabob.
Okay.
And we're going to give you the clues here in just a second that you can be a big winner. And then I also want to give a shout out, especially because, as you know, right, like we told people off the top, this will be my last show for about a week and a half because I'm getting married later this week, and then there's going to be the honeymoon thing. And so the family is all, like, over the last 24 hours, the family's all coming into town. And so my brother-in-law, I think, is probably somewhere Bay Area adjacent and has tuned into Willard and Dibs, and he would like both of us to know that Leslie Nielsen used to be a serious actor prior to Naked Gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that.
So if he can do it, so can Liam Neeson.
Not necessarily.
Well, but
it's not an automatic that you can go from serious actor to Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
It's not automatic, but it's possible.
So he's allowed to.
Yeah, so don't be a dream killer.
Not killing the man's dream, and I respect your brother-in-law. Yeah. I've never met him, but he's on the coaching staff at a university where one of my favorite former volleyball players actually went and played football.
Wrong brother-in-law. Wrong brother-in-law.
Oh, then never mind.
Get your act together. You know that one's not coming. Good Lord.
I thought he was coming to I thought he was going to be the officiant at the nuptials.
No, Christy's
brother. So the Lehigh football coach?
No.
No?
Oh, the Lehigh football coach. Yeah,
yes.
No.
Try to keep up with your own family.
No, this is my brother, my sister's husband.
What's going on here?
My sister's husband. The other one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Stop. Anyway.
Christy's brother is not yet your brother-in-law. So,
correct.
Yeah, that's on me.
Yeah, like you jumped the Naked Gun. Anyway.
That's a one.
How about some, actually, I thought it was a good transitional out because we got something to give away. It is the All-Star Week prize blowout. And if you were with us yesterday or if you've been with any of the other shows, we're doing this every show, every day, all week long. And what happens is when we get to right about now, we're going to give you three clues to come up with the name of an all-star. And if you're able to use those clues to get to the right name, you're going to be eligible to win the prize. Don't call yet. We haven't given you the cue to call, but we are going to give you the clue to call. And there's a series of them. So we'll give you that in just a moment. But again, want to remind everybody what you're going to be playing for. A San Francisco Giants prize pack that includes a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. So that's what's on the line. And Dibs, here are the clues. And once again, because Dibs is in Vegas, and I'm the one who gets to do all of the, the stuff here. You don't know who this is, right?
No, I have no clue.
All right. Actually, haven't read these yet either, so we can kind of do this together. Here are the three clues. So everybody gather around the radio, and here we go. Number one, I was an all-star one time in my career, and it came in my second to last season as a pro in 2013. By the way, I already know who it is. But that's clue number one.
What was
that? No, it was just funny. Like that I got it.
You're literally looking at the paper with the answer on it.
No, it doesn't have an answer on it. It just has the clues.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not the one who's taking these phone calls. I don't need to know the answer. I just have the clues.
All right, clue number two.
But I know who it is. All right, number two. Number two. I was born in Venezuela.
Oh.
No. That appears to have surprised you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I had a guess in mind, but that guess is no longer my guess.
Okay.
The guy I was going to guess is absolutely not from Venezuela.
Okay. Number three. Well, by the way, it doesn't say he's from Venezuela. It just says he's born in Venezuela.
If you were born from somewhere, that's where you're from.
Yeah, but mom and dad could have just been on a trip, dog. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I get it. You're talking about
Are you leaving at 5 today? Can you
start your vacation
early? That'd be great. I would really like
you to. I've got a lot to do. Oh, go ahead. Lead the show as you're watching people who've never played in the NBA before. Tell us all about it. Go ahead.
It would be more fulfilling than you correcting me at every turn, but go ahead. Clue number 3.
I haven't corrected you once. I'm just trying to open your mind to possibilities, Dibs.
Thank you, dog.
Number 3. I was the 2012 NLCS MVP. Okay?
Okay.
So once again, I was an all-star one time, and it came in my second to last season as a pro, 2013. Number 2, I was born in Venezuela. Number 3, I was the 2012 NLCS MVP. Hold your guesses until we tell you it's time to call. You will hear the sounder soon. At that point, you can call in to guess and try to win the Giants prize pack. That's how it's going to work sometime between now and 5 o'clock when Jason Richardson joins the show.
Awesome.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Do you have the answer, you think?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think I have the answer.
You think you have the answer? All right.
Well, I know I have the answer, but I'm trying to play along so that people will think that I don't have the answer, but I have the answer.
Okay. All right. That's exciting. We need more answers from you, by the way. Let's play a quick round of who did more. And Grandy, if you could grab a microphone and a headset, that would be wonderful because the two of you are in Vegas. And as of 6 o'clock last night, you out and about with nothing to do, free time, a whole Vegas strip, just calling your name. And I need answers as far as what happened. So first and foremost, each one of you, please state your name and how many drinks.
Dan Dibley, and I will not give you that answer.
Why not? Be an open book.
I'm not going to be an open book about what I and how much I consumed. I'm not going to put that out over the radio.
All right.
I mean, 28 drinks, Mark. 28 drinks.
All right, wow, sure. Attaboy, Dibs.
Yeah. Grandy? I got after it.
Grandy, how many drinks?
I guess Dibs did more than me. I only had 4 drinks.
Okay, and thank you for just confidently just saying who you are, and it's okay. Like, nobody's going to do we're not here to judge you.
That's funny.
We're not.
That's funny.
I mean, we're
the
here.
The judgment's already begun.
Yeah, we're here to make fun of you, but not judge you.
So that's what's the difference between making fun of somebody and judging them?
Oh, it's completely different. Making fun of you is just what people who like each other do. But it does not come with actual opinions that are formed based on your behavior.
As judgment is, like, judgment and making fun of, if they're not next-door neighbors, they live in the same house.
Yeah, that's not. But anyway, all right, please and thank you. Take us through your gambling evening.
I played about 12 minutes of Wheel of Fortune slots.
Okay.
Lost some money.
What's some money?
Pivoted to, I won't put a number on it. And then I pivoted over to video poker for about 7 minutes and recouped about a third of what I lost.
Okay.
And that was the end of my gambling.
That's it.
About a 24-minute session.
All right. And then nothing this morning? Because, by the way, just from me to you, PSA, morning gambling? Not bad.
No, it's great.
Not bad. Yeah.
Thought about it today, but chose a bar rescue marathon. And okay. A king-size bed with no toddler harassment.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. That's not bad. Did you get out for a little brekkie or did you room service?
No breakfast. No, I was going to do room service, but the TV remote to order wasn't working, and I was too lazy to pick up the phone and actually call down. And so I thought, you know what? I'll just go downstairs.
That is, by the way, I've heard a lot of lazy things in my life. That is the laziest thing I've ever heard. You wanted room service,
right?
But you would have had to reach your arm to the end of the bed,
correct,
to grab a phone, and that was too much.
To dial a number and talk to another human being, I would much rather get my shorts on and go downstairs and order from the bar, and I did.
Okay. All right, Grandy, your gambling story of the last 24 hours.
I first went over to a sports book because that's where someone like me always goes when you're in a place where gambling is legal. And because there was not a whole lot going on, unfortunately, I missed out on home run derby action, and I didn't really care about betting on the All-Star game today. I decided, you know what, let's put together a nice little futures parlay and see if I can get a nice ticket to cash in like a year from now when all the sports finish up their upcoming season. So we'll check back on that ticket come next summer. Put a couple things down on that, and then I played maybe like 45 minutes worth of blackjack.
And?
Didn't come out positive, but didn't lose that much.
How much?
I mean, I probably lost like $50.
Okay. What was the table limit?
$25.
Hey.
So I kind of just hung out.
Hey, that was one of those producer salaries.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It was just a lot of win one, lose one, win one, lose one, over and over and over.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's right. Can we go back to your futures bet and ask what is it?
Yeah, I have the ticket. Hold on.
You need the ticket to remember what you bet? This was just a few hours ago. And it's a year from now. You
he
don't
did
know.
Have four drinks.
Yeah,
I made a few different futures bets. Where are they?
Look
Hold
at
on.
You. You have like a little booklet. This is unbelievable.
Well, they print them out nice and neat for you.
They do.
Okay.
Those tickets.
I bet on the World Series winner this year, the Super Bowl winner for the coming year.
Who?
I'm going to go through it.
Okay.
And the finals winner next year.
All right.
You're very much going to dislike who I picked to win the World Series.
So it's not the Giants.
It is the Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
You bet on the Dodgers?
I think that they're going to win again. I don't want it to happen.
But that's like bad karma for a Giants fan, don't you think?
If this ticket hits, I'll feel pretty good about it.
It's just business.
Good Lord.
It's not personal. Right. It's business.
Man.
Dodgers to win the World Series, the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl, and the Denver Nuggets to win the finals. That is the futures.
What are the odds on all three?
Plus 20,000.
All right, so 200 to 1. That's nice.
Yes. Yes.
$10 would get you 200 grand?
Yeah. $2,000.
Oh, plus 2,000. I thought you said plus 20,000.
What is plus? But only a $10 bet is what you
said. Yeah, $10 bet.
You didn't say a $100 bet.
Right.
And then you went to $200,000. I would like
if $10. If it's plus 20,000 and you bet 10, that would be 200,000.
Yeah.
He said it was plus 20,000. What he meant was it's plus 2,000.
Okay.
Plus 20,000.
Okay. And your bet is right.
$5 and I win $1,000. So okay. If I bet $10, I'd win $2,000. If I bet $100, I'd win $200.
Okay.
And what's the Bills bet?
What do you mean?
What's the odds on the other ones?
Oh, I bet on who's going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, this is a parlay.
Those three are parlays.
Oh, I thought you did each one separately.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Gotta go for broke when you're in Vegas, you know?
All right. And then two more things. First of all, Grandy, have you been carded at any point so far?
I have not been carded.
That's weird. Like, you look 18.
That's a big step up for me. Normally, I do get carded.
You do, don't you? See, like, that's what I would imagine that when you sit down at a blackjack table, there are pit bosses that start moving their shoulders a little bit.
No, they were comfortable with me last night.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I'll say this. There were a pretty large number of what I would call loitering teenagers in Planet Hollywood and some who were even, and I don't know how old these individuals were, but if I was security, I'd be looking for ID as a couple of these youngsters were playing slots. So.
Okay.
I don't know how strict they were enforcing age limits. We'll just say that.
I don't even know if it's like this anymore, but like when I was, and maybe I don't know if this is teenager or maybe even younger than that, but like if the folks would take, and they did take me up to either like Tahoe or Reno or whatever, like you couldn't even, like it was hard to even walk through the casino. And they were like, the security would be on you right away. Like you, I mean, obviously, if you're going from point A to point B, that's fine. But if you stopped and looked, they were there, and they're like, you can't be in here.
Yep.
Sounds like it's a little different.
Last night, it just kind of felt that way. And you had some kids. Actually, I saw a kid who was probably 11 just sitting on the ground in the casino on his phone while one of his parents was ostensibly nearby gambling, which is another thing you're not supposed to do.
All right, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is the sounder, and it is time for a Giants prize pack that is all set and ready for you to come win it. The first person to call the contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly, you will be the winner. The number is 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. You got to guess the player correctly. If you do, you win. A thank you to the Giants, UCSF, Ghirardelli, and Life Plus for providing the awesome prize pack that, again, if you're just joining us, is a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, the Giants puffer vest from Ghirardelli, and the Jung Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. That's all on the line. If you get through, you talk to Ken, and you get the right answer. Good luck to each and every one of you. And then remember, this is every day, every show. So all week long, 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 in the afternoon, 4:30 in the afternoon. Those are your shots, not just today, but Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And to each and every one of you calling in to 888-957-9570, you have no chance, absolutely no chance to win this prize. But good luck. Good luck to each and every one of you. We appreciate you listening. And if you don't win, you get to try again at 7:30 in the morning.
All right.
There it is. Jason Richardson's going to join us in a few minutes. And then I think also in the 5 o'clock hour, we really should bring back a lot of what Mark Stein said to us earlier in the show and maybe talk to some listeners about it. For example, Stein was asked kind of about Horford and Melton, which have been widely rumored, and he said this.
My expectation is that one way or the other, the Warriors are going to end up with both Horford and Melton on their roster. You know, they still have interest in Bradley Beal. I would say most people around the league don't expect the Warriors to win that race, but I don't know. I wouldn't say that they're all the way out of it. I mean, we don't know exactly yet what Bradley Beal's choice will be.
Okay, so in the Bradley Beal stakes, not a favorite, but Horford and Melton around the league are expected to sign with the Warriors. And then I know everybody wants to know about Kuminga as well. And you asked Stein about Kuminga potentially taking the qualifying offer. Here's what Stein said.
It's easy for us on the outside to kind of say, do it. And it's just, you don't see it happen too often where the restricted free agent does decide, I'm going to take the qualifying offer and wait one more year and play one more year and take on that injury risk. But I mean, I would have to say at this point, whatever pathway leads to Kuminga staying in Golden State, I mean, I think it's fair to say that's the likely scenario. But also, it wouldn't have, I mean, today is July 15th. It wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks if they weren't still trying and looking and trying to find a way to do something else.
I'll tell you this, Dibs, and we can talk more about it in the 5 o'clock hour. If the offseason is Melton and Horford, figure out the Kuminga situation, and then at least, I don't know, throw the ball downfield on Bradley Beal, this could have gone worse. This could have gone worse.
It could have. It depends on how the Kuminga goes. And Mark said the Warriors are not all the way out on Bradley Beal, so I'm going to put that at less than a 10% chance, honestly.
Yep.
And the Bradley Beal buyout probably will happen very soon. He's not getting all the money that he wants, which would be this year's contract and next. So they have to figure out how much of next year's player option he's going to get. And I know he was due a lump sum today. Once he gets that, they can work through this pretty quickly. But even if it's just Kuminga back on the qualifying and it's D'Anthony Melton and it's Al Horford, if that's your offseason, I'll take it. I mean, it's not a slam dunk, grand slam home run, but I do think you get a little bit better.
I agree with that. You know, pending the Kuminga situation and how you use him. We can talk about this a lot coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Jason Richardson is slated to join us coming up next as well. Dibs is in Vegas for Summer League. I'm here in San Francisco at our studios. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.